We're going to talk about Google Drive and Google Docs and Google Sheets. What is Google Drive and how does it differ from Dropbox? The big difference between Google Drive and Dropbox is that with Dropbox, you store files on your computer and those are synced up both online and also with whatever other computers you have linked to yours. So with Dropbox, if you have a home computer and a work computer, you can keep those both synced up automatically, and you also have access to your files online should you need them that way. With Google Drive, everything is stored in the cloud, and it can handle documents, spreadsheets, but it has its own format. So if you're going to access files with Google Drive, for example, Word documents and spreadsheets, there's a setting that you can change that will automatically convert files to the Google format in Google Drive when you upload them to Google Drive. So how do you access Google Drive? If you go on the web and go to http://drive.google.com, assuming that you have a Google account, which you have to be able to use Google Drive, that's how you get in. And once you're in, there are a few things that you can do that will make Google Drive much more user-friendly for a blind person. The first one is to toggle the JAWS virtual cursor off. And unfortunately, this is the most important one, and it's one that you have to do over and over and over again. Every time you Alt-Tab away from whatever Google product you're in, when you go back to it, that cursor has been automatically turned on and you have to turn it off again. That is really the key to having success with Google Drive, and I'll demonstrate that in a couple of minutes. Another thing you need to do, and this only needs to be done once and it stays, it's not a toggle, it is a toggle, but it doesn't go back. Once you change it, it should stay that way. And that's something called activating screen reader accessibility. And to do that, you do Control Alt Z as in zebra. So the first one was insert or JAWS key, Z as in zebra. This one is Control Alt Z. There's a third thing that you need to do, and it's really an odd one. Even if you don't use Braille, you need to activate Braille support. And the way you do that is once you're in a Google, and by the way, all these have to be done from within a Google Doc or a Google Sheet. I almost forgot to say that. You can't do them, as far as I know, from Google Drive. You have to be in a document or a spreadsheet when you activate the screen reader accessibility and this next one, which is Braille support. To do this one, you have to go to the settings menu with Alt Shift A. That's how you get into the settings menu. And once you're in there, arrow up to settings and go in there, and you will find something that says enable Braille support. And that does make a difference in how well Google Docs and Google Sheets read.
Would these all be saved, or do you have to do this every time you get a new document?
No, once they're done, the only one that doesn't stay done is the virtual cursor. And the reason that one doesn't remain off is because nothing else works with it off except for Google products. If you switch to a regular web page or to a Word document or something, it has to be on for JAWS to read the page. So there has been no way created to make it actually turn on and off automatically as needed. If you want to have uploaded files always automatically change to the Google format, what you have to do is, using a computer, you have to go to drive.google.com/drive/settings. Once you're in there, look around for something called Convert Uploads and check the box to convert them. That will make it happen automatically. There is a downside to that. If you have a document like a BRF file or something that you want to save in its original format, once you upload it to Google Drive, if you've got that automatic convert set to on, it's going to mess up that file something awful because it adds all sorts of HTML code into it. It's not going to do anything to the file that's on your computer, but if you're going to rely on that file that you've uploaded to the cloud, then you want to think twice about whether you want to have auto convert. If you don't have auto convert on and you upload a file, it will upload the file in its original format, but if you make any changes to it or save it again, it will save it as a Google document. So you now have two documents there. You have the original one that might be called Word.docs, and then you have one that'll say Word.docs, but it'll also say Google Docs file. I am now going to attempt to turn screen sharing on, and I'm going so you can hear what my JAWS is doing. I'm going to log into Google Drive and do a couple of things. So, okay, so I'm going to now go to the, I'm going to use the run command.
Windows R, leaving menus,
you don't have to do it this way. You can open your browser and then do it, but I'm going to type in http://drive.google.com.
Enter. Desktop. Folder view list view. Notes.txt. Shortcut. 71-119. To move the item, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2. Mozilla Firefox. Google account. Jerry Barrier. Jerry.barrier@gmail.com. Button collapsed. Page has two regions.
Okay, so I'm now in Google Drive, or at least it's loading. Now, if I don't turn off the virtual cursor right now, I'm going to get all kinds of extraneous stuff or
Banner.
Nothing or who knows what. So I'll arrow down a couple of lines and then I'll turn it off so you can hear the difference.
Visited link drive. Form. Search drive. Edit combo. Search option. Search Google.
Okay, so now I'm going to turn it off.
Use virtual PC cursor off.
And now I've got
selected.
I've got nothing. That's fine. I don't know where I left off in Google Drive, but I'm going to use a command called navigate. And to do that, I hit G for go and then N for navigate.
Use virtual PC cursor on. Use virtual
sure
PC cursor off.
Off.
Shift tab. Sort by. Last modified. Shift tab. Last modified. Button. Click Shift tab. Sorted by name. Assist. Shift tab. Copy of Google Drive. Training.
Okay. I'm now to my list. And normally that comes up automatically. I don't know why it didn't. I actually only have one file in here right now.
Copy of Google Drive training.
And it's called copy of Google Drive training. If I want to see my entire drive, I would do GN, which is go to navigate.
GN, navigation region, folders and views preview. My drive closed. One.
And the first thing I find is my drive. That's where your personal files are stored. If I go down from that,
level 0, computers closed, 2 of 7.
I've got something called computers, and I actually don't know why that's there because I don't get that at work, but I do at home. If I go below that,
shared with me.
I've got files that have been shared with me, so that's a list of anything somebody else has shared with me.
Recent.
Then I've got recent.
Starred.
I've got starred, S-T-A-R-R-E-D. That's files. That's their way of saying favorites. If a file has a star on it, it's a favorite. There's a way to designate a file as favorites, and if you have half a dozen different things that you want to be able to have easy access to, putting them there is a good idea. Then you can just go down to starred, and if I wanted to get at those files, I would just hit enter to open this section of the drive. And there's one more thing here.
Trash.
There's trash.
Backups.
There's also backups, and I didn't even know that was there. That's another one that I don't see at work, but I do here. So I'm going to go back up to my drive.
Share with me. Computers. My drive closed.
I'm going to hit the right arrow to open it.
My drive open 107.
Now I'm going to enter on it.
Enter.
And I'm back to that one file.
My drive open 107. Computers closed. My drive open. Enter.
But it's not reading it. So now I've got to go to my file list. I was in file navigate before. Now I'm going to hit G for go, L for list.
GL computers closed. My drive open. GL main region folder list view extended select list box. Not selected copy of Google Drive training outline. Okay. Copy of Google Drive training outline.
So I now only have this one file in here, and I don't want to open that one. I want to create a new file, so I do C for create.
C, new button menu, press space to activate the menu, then navigate with arrow
keys. And I can arrow down until it says Google Docs submenu.
Menu, folder, 1-1, file upload, 1-1, folder upload, 1-1, Google Docs submenu, 1-1.
And I'm going to hit enter there.
Enter. Leaving menus, read only, about blank, untitled document, Google Docs, Mozilla Firefox, Firefox, untitled.
So I'm now in an untitled
screen reader support
document.
Enabled. Screen reader support enabled on page 1.
And notice it said screen reader support enabled because that doesn't go away. It stays that way. But you probably heard the blip saying that I got into forms mode, which means my virtual cursor is back on. So I got to do the insert zebra.
Use virtual PC cursor off.
Now it's off again. I'm in a totally empty blank document. I want to name this document something. So I'm going to call it test.
Test.
File.
File.
I just
enter.
Wrote that at the top of the document. To get to the file menu in a Google Doc with the cursor turned off, you don't use Alt F like you would think you use. You would use Alt Shift F.
Alt Shift F menu. File sub menu 1 of 8. To move for items, press
and
up or down
arrow.
I'm
going to arrow down to rename.
Share dot dot new n. Open dot dot. Make a copy. Download as D. Email as attachment. Version history. Rename dot 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 R 1 of 1.
I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Rename edit. Test file. Type in text.
And I could call it whatever I want to, but it by default uses the top line of the file. So I
enter frame with
/1/8. Hit enter on it again, and I now have a document called test file.
Test file. Land.
So let me just write something in it.
Enter. Hello space. My name is Jeff, and I am running a big test in the Libig Meeting, enter.
I just wrote a sentence here. I am now going to attempt to share this file with David. So to do that, I'm going to go back to the file menu.
Alert, joins the meeting.
I'm still in Google Docs. I'm going to go back to the file menu.
Alt Shift F menu, file submenu, 1 of 8.
I'm going to arrow down to share.
Share dot 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 S, 1 of 1, enter. Leaving menus, loading dot 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 dialog, dialog, dialog. Share with others frame, share with others dialog. Enter names or email addresses dot 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 and combo.
David, am I remembering correctly your email address is David Kingsbury without a dot?
David Kingsbury 77, one word.
David King 77, David at David Kingsbury, David
gmail.com.
Mail, period. David Kingsbury, David Kingsbury 77 at gmail.com.
I'm going to tab.
Tab, add more people, dot, 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 at combo collapse.
I could add more people, but I don't want to add anybody else.
Tab, access level for invited people, candidate button menu, press space to activate the menu,
and navigate with arrow keys. I could give him different types of access. I could enable him, I'm going to enable him to edit it. I could make it read-only. But I'm going to leave that as it is. I'm going to tab again.
Tab, add a note, edit, type of text.
And I'm going to put a note in here. David, comma.
Space.
This is
the
file we talked about.
About, period.
And then I'm going to tab one more time.
Tab, send button to activate, press space.
Hit enter.
Enter, share with others, read only. https://docs.google.com/sharing/share ID.
And he should receive an email momentarily here with a link to this file. And if you do, David, I'll ask you to go to that link and open it.
Okay. I think I heard something blinged in there. Just a minute.
While he's doing that, I'll just talk a little bit about the frustrations and the value of using these products. The thing that really impresses me about them is that more than one person can be editing a document at the same time. Any changes you make are automatically saved instantly. You don't ever have to worry about saving a file once you've renamed it and called it something. It's there. Whether David changes it or I change it, the changes are retained automatically. You can go back and see prior versions of the file. It's a lot easier to share a document with a big group of people using Google Docs than it is with Dropbox. Because with Dropbox, the person's got to go to the trouble of downloading it and everything. If you share something on Google Docs and somebody else has Google Drive on their computer, they should be able to find it easily.
I'm on the link now.
Okay, so go ahead and open it if you haven't already.
Shared with one person, of only specific people can access. David Kingsbury has joined the document.
So you probably heard my computer say that David has joined the document. Okay. I'll ask you to do the insert Z zebra to turn off your cursor.
Okay, so, I just did the insert Z. Yeah, cursor, virtual cursor is off.
And if you haven't already done it, do Control Alt Z zebra to turn on accessibility features.
Screen reader support disabled.
Okay, do it again then. And now, see if you can read the document using your arrow keys.
David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph. David Kingsbury is no longer editing this paragraph.
So back to David. David, are you able to actually read the text in the document?
All I do when I up arrow, down arrow is, you know, I hear that I am unediting the message or the document. And then when I keep down arrowing, I eventually hear that I am now no longer editing the document. I'll go back to the top of the page.
Yep.
David Kingsbury is no longer editing his paragraph.
And it says no longer editing. I'll down arrow and I'm going to hear, I think, eventually that I am editing, but I'll down arrow.
David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph.
It says David is editing the paragraph, but now if I continue down arrowing, I think it's just going to say that I'm not editing in a minute.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to try and enable Braille support, because I think that's the missing link here. So if you do an Alt-Shift-A.
Should I do that when I'm in the process of being in editing, or it doesn't matter where I am?
It doesn't. You need to be in a document, so you're right where you need to be.
Let me go there.
David Kingsbury is no longer editing this paragraph. Speak as submenu 101.
Yeah, I did that.
Now, if you arrow up, it should say settings.
David Kingsbury is no longer editing this paragraph.
No, it just says I'm no longer editing the paragraph.
Okay, hit your insert Z again. Let's make sure your cursor didn't somehow get turned back on.
Okay. And no, it's on. It was off that whole time. I'll put it off again. Off. I'll get back into the document.
David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph.
Okay, and now, like you say, Alt-Shift-A.
Yep.
Let me make sure I'm getting these keys just right. Okay, I hit Alt-Shift-A. Now I should up arrow?
Yep.
David Kingsbury is no longer editing this paragraph.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. This has worked well for me at work. I think it has something to do with the way I shared the document. I'm wondering if there's another share option that I should have used that would give you the ability to do more than editing of it. Even if you're editing somebody else's document, with that Alt-Shift-A, you should be able to get to the menu, and I'm not sure why you can't.
People you do this with, they all have to have Gmail also.
Correct.
Only.
Everything I'm doing is in the cloud. So I just go to drive.google.com, and that activates. You don't have to do anything to make Google Drive available. It's just there. And so are Google Docs and Google Sheets. I didn't have to install anything.
So you're saying you don't have to download Google Drive in order to use it?
Absolutely not. You can download it. And I think all that really does is downloads a link to it. It is a function that happens in the cloud. So you can go on any computer that has online access, and you would type in drive.google.com and then log in, you're in. And you can then have access to all the other Google products. So let me just, let me go back to Drive here for a second.
New button menu, press space to activate the menu, then navigate to escape.
Let's see.
GN, navigate, folders and news preview.
So there are a number of other things you can do with the actions menu in Drive. You can rename a document, or you can rename it while you're actually in the document in Google Docs. That's where it gets a little confusing, because Google Drive is just the place where all these things are indexed and made available to you. You can use the letter R to sort them, and it gives you a bunch of different options. You can share a document from Google Drive or from within the document itself. And there are a number of other things you could do. You can upload a file into Google Drive from your computer by hitting C for create. That also stands for new, and then arrow down until it says upload, and then it'll take you to a dialog box where you can select a file from your computer and upload it and save it to Google Drive. You can download a file from Google Drive into a, if it's a document, it will download it as a Word file. If it's a spreadsheet, it will download it as an Excel spreadsheet. And let me talk about spreadsheets for just a minute. I'm not going to open one up, but I've actually found that in some ways, Google Sheets is easier to use than Excel is. And I thought I would never be able to say that, because I've been an Excel user for years and I love it. But in Google Sheets, for example, if I'm in a sheet and I want to designate row 3 as the row that always gets read, in other words, it reads that, that's where the column headers are. If I want it to always read that, no matter how far down the document I am, instead of doing a Control Insert Alt C, which requires a little bit of manual acrobatics that you would do in Excel, I go into the Alt Shift A menu and arrow down to where it says Speak. I go into there and I arrow down and until it says always read row 3, whatever row I happen to be on, it'll say always read that row, and I hit enter on it and it's done. It's also easy to create bullets in a Word document in Google Docs. Almost everything I've tried to do that I can do on the computer, I can also do in Google Documents or spreadsheets. And the menus are very straightforward, and I really wish I could figure out why yours isn't working, David, but I'll try to get some help on this and find out, because it's important that we know how to share things and share them in a way that the person's going to be able to actually take advantage of them.
David, when you hit enter on the link, what browser is coming up?
Well, I am using Internet Explorer. That might be a problem.
That could be it.
I know on that JAWS web, I think I saw the same one that David was talking about. They said that actually Firefox worked better on Windows. If you want to bring it up in Firefox and try the same thing.
Okay, once you're in Drive, once you're in a folder, you can use the up and down arrows to navigate, and you can use enter to open a file. You can also do some things by using the applications key as you would in other programs. I'll just review some of these commands that I mentioned. To go to the file list in a folder, it's GL for go to list. You can change the view from a list to a grid view. I always keep it in list view. I don't know if there's any advantage to using the grid, but the last time I tried to use the grid view, I thought I was missing some files because I forgot I was in that view and I was arrowing up and down instead of to the left or to the right. To go to the actions menu from Google Drive, you would hit the letter A. That's where you can rename and do a whole bunch of other things, share. If you want to star a document or a spreadsheet so that it goes into your starred list, you can just arrow down to it, hit the applications key, and arrow down to star and hit enter. You can move files from one folder to another from that actions menu. You can search for something for text or for a file by just hitting the slash. And as soon as you hit it, you're in an edit box. You then type your text, hit enter, and it should find what you're looking for. To sort files, it's the letter R, and then you up and down arrow through a list of options for sorting. I talked about uploading and downloading. You do those from the create menu, so you would hit the letter C and then arrow down to either upload or download. If you're arrowed down to a file and you're on it, you can delete it by just hitting the delete key. If you're the owner of a file, a document, and you're sharing it with other people and you delete it, I believe that deletes it for everybody. But if you're not the owner, it's just being shared with you, you can delete it from your computer and you'll hear a message saying something like, other participants can still access this file. So it's gone from your...
When I was looking online about this whole thing, they kind of implied that to use the backup sync as a way to make sure that everything is getting transferred back to your computer or to the other computers that are signed in. I would suggest, unless there's something that someone can tell me the other case, I couldn't figure out where I was. It wound up backing up almost all my documents on Google Drive. And then once I was there, I couldn't figure out what was on the drive or what was on my computer kind of deal. It was very confusing.
One of the beauties of using these products in the corporate world is that you're not taking up a lot of storage space because, you know, the whole idea is you don't want to store everything on your computer. You want everything to just be stored in the cloud, assuming that you trust Google enough to do that. I know at Perkins, they're discouraging people from storing anything on their computers. And we used to each have a network drive that was personal to us. We don't have those anymore. They're really encouraging people to do everything in Google Docs and Google Sheets. The beauty of it is, you know, you can be on an iPad or something. I know my supervisor uses a Chromebook. So no matter where he is on campus or he can be in Florida for that matter, as long as he's online, he can go on there and see all of his files. If I want to see my work files, all I have to do is log into my Google account for work from here and I have access to all of them. If I wanted to access those same files without using Google products, I would have to either have some sort of VPN access or somehow be able to get into my computer at work, and that's no longer necessary when you're using these things.
Is it my understanding that if as long as it's in Google formats, that it doesn't count towards your storage limitations? Is that what I think I saw somewhere?
I don't know if that's true, but I know that you have at least 15 gigabytes, and I think that's a yes. lot of storage space. I think you're right. I don't think it does count against you.
This is David. I'm back. I changed to Firefox. Much better. So definite lesson, do not use Internet Explorer, because when I just started arrowing down in Internet Explorer, the only thing I heard was that I was in the document and then I down arrowed and I wasn't. And then with Firefox, I heard the words in the document.
Okay.
I'm in and I did that Alt Shift A and I did come to a menu. So definitely the browser matters.
Okay. So I'm going to turn screen sharing back on in just a second here, since I can figure out how to do it again. And then I will ask you to edit the document and then I'll read it back and see if I got your changes. So I'm on my drive. I'm going to turn off the cursor.
Use virtual PC cursor off. Level 0. Computers closed. My drive open.
And I'm in my drive. I'll go to GL for file list.
GL main region folder list view extended select list box copy of Google Drive training outline dot docs Google Docs.
How did you close that file? I haven't been able to figure out how to close the file so you could go back to the.
Just Control F4.
Okay, great. Okay,
if you use Alt F4, Firefox wants to close everything.
Exactly. Test file Google Docs frame.
Okay, so I'm in the document now. I got to turn off the cursor again.
Use virtual PC cursor on.
Oops, it was off.
Use virtual PC.
Okay, so have you modified the file, David?
Oh, I will try that now.
David Kingsbury is no longer editing this paragraph. David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph.
I can also look back and see who edited the file last and when they did it. So at work, that can be kind of useful.
David Kingsbury has left this paragraph. David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph.
Okay, I wrote some text.
All right, so I'm going to go and try to read it now and see what happens. I'll go to the top.
Top of file, test file. David Kingsbury is editing in your selection. Blank. Hello, my name is Jerry and I am running a big test in the Vivid meeting. David has just made a contribution. David Kingsbury is editing this paragraph. David has just made a contribution.
David has made a contribution. That's what I wrote.
Okay, oh, very cool. Good. Yep. So now if I write
bottom
something.
Five, David, enter. That was not much of a.
That's me.
The last time I'm your guinea pig.
Good for you.
So you should be able to read that on your screen also, David.
Okay, just a moment.
Jerry, how many people can edit the document at the same time?
I don't think there's any limit. And
David
really,
Kingsbury has left this paragraph.
You know, it's not likely that you're going to have even two people editing a document at the same time, unless you're editing different parts of it, but you could. That's how this all works, and I'm glad we solved that, and it just never occurred to me that Internet Explorer might have been the culprit there. Okay, so I'm going to go turn my screen sharing off again.
How do we know what formats we can use? Say I go to Google Drive, however, to get into Google Drive. How would I begin to know even what kind of document I could create?
So the answer to that is that you can store lots of different types of files in Google. Like you can store audio files, PDF files, and a bunch of other things. But primarily, you're only going to be modifying, as far as I know, Google Docs and Google Sheets. If you store an Excel file in there and start modifying, it's going to become an Excel Google Sheet. So you're going to end up with two documents.
So you can open it as long as you don't do anything with it?
Yes. Yeah, you can open it and you can modify it.
And look at it.
But if you, I think you, when you've opened a file like that, if I understand correctly, you have to save it one time, and that saves it as a Google document rather than as the original type. I've got mine set to convert automatically. I just know that I can't put files in there that I don't want to be converted to Google formats.
Have you read PDF documents in Google Docs?
I don't think I have, but I may as well be honest. I'm not absolutely sure of that. I think if I open a PDF document, it's still going to use whatever program I have on my computer, like Acrobat. But I'm not sure about that.
If you're, when you're interacting with Google Drive, Google Docs, etc., how do you organize your files on your PC itself?
You don't. What you can do is in Google Drive, you can create folders. You can sort the files in various ways. You can move files from one folder to another, but you're doing it in your Google Drive, not really in your computer itself, because those files do not exist in your computer. The only one that exists in your computer is the one that you have open right now. And actually, I think that's an overstatement. I think even that document is in the drive. You just got it in internal memory for the moment while you're working on it.
So I know you were asking, Don, about Duxbury files. Did you figure out whether you can actually open them in Google Drive?
I believe that if you don't have it set to automatically convert a file, you can save a Duxbury file in there, and then you have to download it back to your computer to be able to open it, which to me totally defeats the purpose of it. My plan, at least for the moment, is to save audio files, Duxbury files, things like that in my computer like I've already always done until somebody teaches me better than that.
Aside from saving space on your computer and sharing this in your work life, what would the advantage be for someone like John or I or David at home to use Google Docs?
I don't think there would be too many advantages. The advantages really come when you are going to be using those documents from multiple locations in multiple types of venues, different kinds of, you know, a computer and an iPad and all those different things. And when
so
you're going to be
I'm
sharing.
Away, yeah. And I want to grab a document from Google Docs on my iPhone, it would be an advantage for me to have the Google Drive.
Yes. And the iOS Google apps work really great too. The Google Docs works well. All of them do.
But you don't have to download those. You'd go to Safari and just type in.
No, on the iPhone, there actually are apps that you download. You could go into Safari and go to drive.google.com, I think, but I don't think it would work as well as the actual apps do.
Sorry, have you done anything with these Google Forms at all?
I have not. I know somebody who's used Google Slides who's blind, and she said it works pretty well. I'm very impressed with what Google has done in the past couple of years. What worries me is that there for a while, we were getting a lot of support from Google people. And in recent months, at least since I've been in my current job, I've contacted Google numerous times, including contacting their accessibility group. The only response I got was a list of videos that I could listen to if I wanted to. And there is a Google accessibility email list that I'm on so that I can ask questions of other JAWS users. But I don't know whether Google is going to continue to provide the level of support and the level of enhancements that they have up to this point.
There's not a Google accessibility number, Jerry, like with Apple and Microsoft?
I think there is, actually. There is a Google number. I've never used that. I've been trying to find somebody who is an expert at using these products who could either give me a day or two of training, because I want to get much more in depth in this stuff, but I haven't found that person yet.
Heather Campbell, you know, at the Carroll Center, went to a 3 or 4 day training in Texas on using Google Drive, Google Docs, etc. She might be able to give you some training of some sort. I had heard a couple of years ago when I, you know, tried to learn some of this unsuccessfully that, yeah, sharing files, like we saw, you know, that works pretty well. But sharing folders is more complicated or not possible, or I don't know what. But have you had any issues with sharing folders with other people?
No, I have not, actually. I've shared folders. We have what are called team drives at work, where anything you put in that drive gets shared with everybody else that has access to that drive. I am almost sure that I could share a folder. I don't have any folders in my home setup, or I would. But I don't think there's a problem with sharing folders at all.
Can you create a folder in your on your drive? I know you had the folders that were already there, but can you create a folder, like say you for a particular purpose?
Absolutely. You can do that. You just have to be careful to make sure that you're in the part of the drive where you want that folder to land before you create it. But you can move folders too. So if you make a mistake, you can always move it. But yeah, you can create as many folders as you want.
I started playing around with Microsoft's OneDrive few weeks ago, and I didn't realize this, but if you have a 365, an Office 365 account, you get a terabyte as part of that. And I've just started using that as just a place to, just a backup place, you know, like other people use Carbonite and stuff. So far, so good. But if you're already paying for 365, you get a free terabyte there. Seems to work okay.
While we're on that topic, let me put in a plug for Dropbox. I have the paid version of Dropbox, and I recently did something that deleted 47,000 Dropbox files that I had on my home computer. What happened was I used a new backup program, and it wasn't completely accessible, and I accidentally hit the wrong command, and it usurped my data drive to use as the backup drive. And I didn't know it until it actually started happening. When it did that, and this surprised me, I wouldn't have thought that the Dropbox files would have gone away from the Dropbox website unless I manually deleted them, but they did. They were all completely gone. I lost all the data, everything going back 10 or 15 years that I have. And I contacted Dropbox, and the next day they were all back. They were able to revert me to the day before, which was a wonderful thing. And it would have been horrible if I had lost all that stuff. So I'm still a big believer in Dropbox, and I have no intention of dropping my Dropbox service. Yeah, it's definitely easier than these Google services, especially for those of us who use Access technology. But it does have its drawbacks. Those 47,000 files also exist on my computer, so right. They're taking up a lot of storage space. The one thing that I didn't know until I really got deeply into this recently was about always having to turn off that virtual cursor. And that makes, I mean, that is the key to being able to use these things. If you don't remember to do that, you just get all this extra stuff. And that's what used to just totally frustrate me when I would try to read even a Google document. I'd think, man, I got to get down through all of this code before I even get to the beginning of the document. Not only that, I always found that there was a lag when I would press the down arrow. There would be a lag before it actually registered. But that seems to have diminished a lot. Either that or I'm using a faster computer now. All right, so let me just go on a couple of totally different things. I wanted to just mention something about sorting files in File Explorer. I don't know if any of you do this, but and I don't do it so much at home, but at work, I usually have mine sorted so that the most recently modified file is at the top rather than by name. That way, it makes it very easy for me to get back to files that I've recently worked with. And there are other ways that you can sort them too that can just make things run a little more efficiently sometimes. And you can always sort them back if you want to, back to by name or file size. You can even do it by file size if you want to see what's really taking up all the space in your computer.